Jesus continued, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. Just before the storyteller John tells us that Jesus called himself the Good Shepherd, we hear about Jesus giving sight to a man who had been blind from birth. And then Jesus announced at that healing, I am the light of the world. John weaves those first two words, I am, into his storytelling seven times, seven significant times. For example, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the vine. I am the way. I am the resurrection. For the storyteller John, these sayings are connected to the ancient story of Moses at the burning bush, when God called Moses to bring God's people home back to the promised land. And Moses, knowing that the people would question his calling to be a leader, asked the burning bush, who do I say sent me? And out of the burning bush, God gives the holiest name ever, Yahweh, which is often translated, I am Yahweh. Every time that Jesus begins a sentence in John's gospel with I am, that's an announcement that Jesus is divine. So when Jesus gave sight to the blind man and said, I am the light of the world, it was a real problem because Jesus was saying that he is God. Because of that, the religious leaders expelled the healed man. They kicked him out. And in conversation, Jesus told those religious leaders that they are the ones who are blind. And immediately after that whole controversy, Jesus does it again. He says it again. I am. I am the good shepherd. And when he talks about shepherds that are not good, it's a continuation of that controversy with the religious leaders. Jesus compares them to hired hands as if they're in the religion business only for the money. When troubles come, they run away and they leave the sheep at risk. In other words, God's people are in trouble, and the religious leaders don't care. The storyteller John is letting us know Jesus cares. And Jesus cares enough to lay down his life for us. In this short reading from John that we heard, that is repeated 5 times. Jesus lays down his life for us. When Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd, and having a flock of sheep, he's in the midst of creating the church. Besides being called a flock, the church is often called a community, a fellowship, a household, and my favorite, a family. The flock of Jesus is a family. Speaking of family, Joe and I had a family dinner this past Friday evening. It was a wonderful time of good food, storytelling, laughing, throwing cotton snowballs all over the house, a soccer tournament in the living room, I think you won, and there's so much more. There was one moment Friday evening that warmed my heart and broke my heart at the same time. There was an announcement. We're going home. The great-grandchildren were not happy with that announcement. There were even some tears. The pleasantness, the joy had turned to sadness. That broke my heart. But it also warmed my heart because it meant that they loved what was going on. They didn't want it to end. They wanted to stay connected. It also meant that the family was strengthened during that time together. And it warms my heart to know that memories a Friday evening will linger. This is what Jesus wants for his church, his flock, his family. When we're together, we get spiritually stronger. When we go our separate ways, memories of our family gatherings linger and keep us spiritually strong, and keep us spiritually connected to one another. This past week, I came across a series of over 100 videos posted by an online sheep farm in California. One of the most fascinating videos was just 2.5 minutes long. It was titled, Calling Sheep. The video started with a flock of sheep in a field. And the shepherd named Robin called out, "Come on, sheep! Come on, sheep!" And very soon, the sheep looked up and started running towards Robin, running towards their shepherd. 45 seconds into the video, the sheep came to a long stream of water. They stopped, came to a standstill. They seemed confused. It looked to me as if some of them wanted to turn around and go back to the field where they felt safe. They didn't feel safe with that water in front of them. And then the shepherd spoke again. "Come on, sheep, come on." And as soon as some of the sheep started to go over the water, she complimented them. And every single sheep followed. Even the last two, who hesitated for quite a while. This is an image of the church today. We're called to follow the voice of Jesus. Sometimes the following is easy. We hear the voice and we follow. Sometimes it's very difficult. And whether it's easy or difficult, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is always calling us to himself. Come on, sheep. Come on, sheep. Jesus is calling us to stay together, to keep us away from the dangers of the world. Jesus is calling us to be together, to feed us, to give us rest. Jesus is calling us together to heal us, to nurture us, to strengthen us. Jesus is calling us together to bless us, to love us. Jesus is calling us so that we will live in him. Jesus is calling us. Come on, sheep. Come on, sheep. And Jesus calls us through the words of Holy Scripture. Jesus calls us through holy music. He calls us through the preaching of the word. Jesus calls us through our liturgy, through our time together. Jesus calls us always, whether there are tears or laughter. Jesus is always calling us. And when we're together, then Jesus sends us to invite other sheep into the fold. Because Jesus laid down his life for all of God's sheep. Meaning that Jesus gave his life for the salvation of all people. One flock, one shepherd. In this Easter season, we heard the original disciples say a few times, "We have seen the Lord." That's what they said. We have seen the Lord. Today, this fourth Sunday of Easter, this Good Shepherd Sunday, as sheep of the flock of Jesus, as members of the family of our God, we can say, we have heard the Lord. That's what our faith tells us. We have heard the Lord. The voice of Jesus is calling us out of danger. The voice of Jesus is calling us out of sin, out of sickness, out of our troubles. Jesus is calling us into abundant life with him. As his flock, as his family, we listen. We listen to the voice of Jesus. Come on, sheep. Come on, sheep. Let us pray. with our hearts and souls. Pray for those who are lost. Pray for those who are struggling to belong. Pray for those who are afraid. Pray for those who are anxious. Pray for those who are wandering aimlessly, seeking a family, seeking to belong. Pray for those who have turned away from the flock because of temptations. Pray for those who have turned away from the flock because they've been injured in the flock. Pray for those who have never been invited into the flock, into the family. Pray for those who prosper in this life. Pray for those who are poor. Pray for the wolves who make war and cause terror. Pray for those who work for peace, peace in the world, peace in our nation, peace in our families, peace in the church. Pray for each and every human being that their souls will hear the voice of Jesus. Come on, sheep. Come on, sheep. Come on, sheep.